And we welcome you back to the post-game show. Now we're joined with head coach of Sacred Heart, Mike Matheson. And coach, it's got to be nice to come in on the road like this against a section opponent and get a win, especially against a team that beat you earlier this year. What was the biggest difference this time around than the last time you played them?
Well, I think we just kept our composure. That was the main thing. We were able to get that ball at the court. We didn't let their speed and their press affect the way we played. And so I think that was the biggest thing. We played physical in the half-court defense and rebounded. We rebounded well tonight. Sure, we gave up a few, but, all in all, that was our goals coming into the game, and they executed them. So very proud of the girls and their effort tonight.
Isabel Vonish, 5 threes, definitely led the way. I'm sure one of her better shooting performances this year. I mean, if not, then you got an incredible shooter. She probably is anyways. But if she's doing that consistently, I mean, that'd be pretty impressive. What was working for her? I mean, could you tell she was in a rhythm early on, and were you trying to maybe get her some looks when you could?
Yeah, I mean, right away when we even got here and they were shooting around before, she sees a couple of those go in and she just has confidence to shoot that ball. And, you know, especially early in the game too, when she gets her opportunity, we tell her to shoot because she's really good at it and very talented outside the line. She doesn't flinch when it's passed to her, hands and feet ready, and she shoots the ball well. And so we were pretty proud of it. And like I said, you see one go in, and that goes for all these girls. You see one go in, and that just boosts the second shot and this third opportunity that you get to shoot the ball. And so it is just a confidence builder.
You know, you got a lot of younger girls on the team. We mentioned, you know, you play 4 8th graders, and I think there was even, I don't know if all 4 of them got out there at the same time at once, but I know 3 of them were out there together. They're all fearless, though. They just play. They don't care about any of that. They just go out there and do their thing. And specifically late in the game, whether it was Lawrence or Risky, both of them big plays down the stretch to help seal the win.
Yeah, their confidence right now is unbelievable for 8th graders. They've really stepped in their role, and sure, there's some bumps along the way, but the way they can perform under the final 5 minutes of a game in a close game, a competitive game like that, they don't flinch, and there's no hesitation with them. They get in there and they want to compete and they want to win, and that's a big asset to our program right now, to have some youth like that stepping up and throwing the punches. And so it yeah, we're blessed to have them, and you know, even our bench and our older classmen, it's just made everyone around them better too. So good spot to be in for us right now.
And then I guess I would just ask, because every game I've been to, it seems like you shoot free throws pretty well. Once again tonight, you make free throws down the stretch, take care of the basketball, you're going to win the game. It's got to be nice knowing that it's not just one or two of them. It seems like all of them can knock them down when they need to.
Yeah, we do credit ourselves on being consistent at the line, and we work on it a lot. You know, we do work on free throws and shooting quite a bit, especially right now with, you know, the next few weeks with 3 games in a week. We do a lot of shooting, and free throws, we emphasize those quite a bit. We keep track of them all, and help hold the girls accountable even in practice, and so it pays off, and they're seeing it, and everyone else is too, and you know, free throws win the game.
Well, you know, if you would have lost this one, you maybe wouldn't have wanted me to ever come back, because I think this is the first time you've won when I'm here. So does that mean I can keep coming back now?
You're always welcome. It's we appreciate your comments, so hopefully there's many more to come.
Yeah, we appreciate the time. Thanks, coach.
Yep, thank you.
The head coach